Okay, I'm here at my computer, and I'm transferring a bunch of files and everything right now. So, of course, I wanted to reread the declaration that Linda Krosno submitted to the courts regarding me in order to get that phony elder abuse case going against me. And I swear, when I read this again, it's just, she really is a loon. Okay. So I'm going to read it for you. This form must be attached to another form to be filed in the courthouse. Here she goes. On 4/28/2018, my neighbor Robin Kelly came out of her house while I was putting some plants in my yard. She began to yell at me and call me a fucking bitch and threatened to burn my fence down if I didn't give her money. She then stated that if I tried to contact the police or tried to get a restraining order, she would get one of her cop friends to arrest me. Every time I came out of my house, she does something like this, and as soon as I attempt to video her actions, she starts talking friendly and then walks back into her house. On the same day that this happened, Robin Kelly tore down one of my panels of fencing. I contacted the police, but they said there was nothing they could do unless we had video proof that she did it. After the police left my house, my grandson, Remy, was trying to fix the panel when Miss Kelly came out and started laughing and started stating, "See, you can't stop me. All the cops around here are my friends. I'm scared to death to even walk out of my front door because I'm afraid of what she'll do to me. My grandson or my friend who is currently living with me, Kathleen Curtis." Later that night, my friend was smoking a cigarette on the back porch when Miss Kelly started throwing rocks and debris at her, calling her a bitch. Just after these events took place, Officer Charles Steve Shorts of Simi Valley PD and Selena Escado, a community services coordinator, came out to my house to make sure I was safe. All right, next paragraph. Before the incident mentioned in the above paragraph, Miss Kelly on 4/26/2018 was working in her front yard while I was getting into my car. Miss Kelly started spraying me with her hose and saying quietly but loudly enough where I could hear it that maybe I should have someone slash your tires and on that shitty car of yours. I had to go inside to change my clothes, and after she had done this, she followed me to my door and threatened to call the police. Okay. When I went back out to get my car late at night around 10 p.m., she was standing in her yard in the dark, watching me. And just before I had the chance to close my door, she said to me and my grandson, "You think the police are going to help you? Well, they won't, because they're on my side. Nobody likes you. Miss Kelly has persisted in trying to harm me, my grandson, and my friend by throwing her rusted gardening tools, rocks, and pieces of sharp splintered wood at us when we are working in the yard in front of my house. She then sneaks behind the fence so we can't hear or see her and starts throwing objects listed above over the fence. When my friend returned home from her daily walk to a store down the street, my friend was walking on the sidewalk in front of Miss Kelly's home. Miss Kelly started calling her trash, a fucking cunt whore. My friend was scared and ran into my home, afraid of what Miss Kelly would do to her. On 4/23/2018, my grandson was replacing some cinder blocks that Miss Kelly had pushed out from under the fence. Miss Kelly came out and started to spray water and mud all over him. She laughed and said to him, "Your mother should have thrown you away after she birthed you, like the piece of trash you are." The same time, I personally went to the actual homeowner of the residence, Gary Soltes, that Miss Kelly lives in with, who happens to be her ex-husband, and I asked him to have her please stop attacking me, my friends, my family. He shrugged his shoulders and simply said, "You know how she is. Every time I have friends or my grandson has friends come over, Miss Kelly tells them this street and sidewalk belong to her, so go park down the street. She's done this every time they arrive, to the point where they no longer want to come visit me or my grandson. Her abuse has been so severe that me being 70 has put me into the hospital twice now. The second time I had a heart attack and had to have a stent put in my heart. That was a lie, of course. My doctor had to put me on a high dosage of antidepressants, 200 milligrams, 300 milligrams, because Miss Kelly's abuse has caused me so much fear, so much pain, anxiety, depression, and panic. My friend is 64 years old, and she can't handle this kind of abuse either. Miss Kelly has caused and is still causing so many problems for me, and I need it to stop, or else I will have another heart attack and might not live through that one. Every time I see her, I start to hyperventilate, and my heart starts palpitating from the fear of what she'll do next. Miss Kelly has been to jail for cyberstalking. I have no idea what Miss Kelly is truly capable of. And that was the declaration that obtained her an elder abuse case against me.